Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so happy that you joined me today, and I'm looking forward to sharing these scriptures with you, sharing this teaching as we look at the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's important. I'm going to be sharing a lot of scriptures with you, but it's important for our understanding. You know, we can never get enough of the Word. The more we hear the Word of God, what happens? Well, our faith is increased. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I want to share with you some of the ways that we can affect the Holy Spirit. Just by way of review, regarding a preceding broadcast, we looked at the work of the Holy Spirit, that He speaks, He reveals the future, He bears witness to us, He searches the things of God, He helps our infirmities, He teaches and reminds us, He leads us, and He also commissions leadership in the church, the body of Christ. And what a wonderful friend He is. We should always love and reverence and be so very thankful for the Holy Spirit. However, since He is a person, well, how about your natural relationships? If you love your family, your friends, you always want to show love to them, but also in relationships, there are also ways that we can grieve or offend or hurt others. Now, we certainly don't want to do that to the Lord. We don't want to do that to others. We don't ever want to be a cause of offense. Sometimes, you know, we're in the process of being perfected. Be patient. God is not finished with me yet. Isn't that something we can all say? He's changing us from and transforming us from glory to glory. But it is possible to affect the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to share some scriptural ways that we can treat Him. And one is, these are negative, to grieve Him. Now, Ephesians 4 and 30 says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." So if we don't want to grieve Him, we want to please Him, right? And it's possible to vex or make Him angry. I'm showing you now scriptural examples of this occurring. Isaiah 63, 9 and 10. In His love and in His pity, He redeemed them, and He bare them, and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed His Holy Spirit. Therefore, He was turned to be their enemy, and He fought against them. Oh my goodness, who would want to be in a place like that? We can make Him angry, but we don't want to make Him angry. We want to give Him joy, make Him happy, huh? And it's possible to resist Him. Acts 7:51. That's Acts 7:51. If any of you are taking notes, we can resist Him. This is from a quote from Stephen's sermon before he was martyred and stoned to death. And he said, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye." It's possible to tempt Him or to test Him. God cannot be tempted with evil, but it's possible to test Him, as we see in Acts, the 5th chapter, verse 9, and this is relating the incident of Ananias and Sapphira in the early church. And Peter said unto her, "Sapphira, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out." And she also dropped dead. Oh, you don't want to do these things, huh? Jesus.com. And also, it's possible to quench him. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 says, quench, not the Spirit. So we don't want to grieve him or make him angry or resist him or tempt him or quench him. We want to love him, to please him, to give him joy by faithful obedience. We don't want to resist him, but we want to cooperate with him, obey him, and allow him to speak to our hearts so we can be led by him. Those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We never want to treat him in these negative ways, but we want to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit and see him as our friend. These are such wonderful thoughts to contemplate, that Jesus went to heaven and he was sent to take Jesus' place on earth. Now in heaven, Jesus is in the presence of the Father. He's interceding in our behalf, seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high. But here on this earth, the Holy Spirit is present in us in our behalf. He's come to help us. He's our comforter, or the one who's sent alongside to help. Anybody who is sent along to help us, well, that certainly qualifies as a friend. Amen? Sometimes there's hardly anyone there when we need help, but praise God, the Holy Spirit is always there with us when natural friends may not be. We have a blessed heaven-sent friend who is dwelling with us and who is in us to help us in the individual needs of our lives. Beloved, what are you facing today? What are the things that are surrounding you? What are your, the trials and the battles you're going through? You need, and we, all of us need, to be aware when the time of battle comes, and not only the time of battles, but to be aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit, that he wants to undertake and intervene in your behalf. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. He wants to be actively involved, but we have to invite him. We have to pray. We have to believe that that's his. We have to believe what the word says. That's why I'm taking the time that I am on these broadcasts to really give you a full picture as much as I can regarding the Holy Spirit. Now, you've probably heard of those little bracelets. You know, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Well, what would Jesus do in any given situation? Sometimes you might ask yourself, well, what should I do? What would Jesus do in this situation? Well, beloved, that's exactly what the Holy Spirit would like to do. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is just like Jesus. And Jesus said it was expedient for us that he should return to the Father so that this wonderful person of the Holy Spirit might come to us. Praise God. Now, the Holy Spirit, he's mighty, he's powerful, involved in creation, but also he is the most loving and the most sensitive person you will ever know. Now, I know some of you out there listening to me, you might think of yourself as a highly sensitive person. And people do vary, I'm speaking humanly and naturally, in their degrees of sensitivity to others' needs, to their surroundings. But beloved, the most sensitive person on the face of the earth can no wise compare to the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. He is incredibly sensitive. When I think of that, because I'm a sensitive person, and I think if I'm sensitive, I don't even begin to touch the level of sensitivity that the Holy Spirit has. Sensitivity to the Godhead, to Jesus, to his Father, and sensitive to us, sensitive to everything that's going on. He's God. He's the Spirit of God. So he's all powerful. He's everywhere present. But there's a new dimension in the Holy Spirit when we realize that he is involved not just in the big major things of the world or of our lives, but he sees the smallest sparrow fall to the ground. He feels your heartaches. He knows what troubles you the most. And when you're hurting, he hurts, for he is your dearest friend. When you're downcast, the Holy Spirit, he mourns for you, mourns for me like a dove for its mate. We don't we just don't think about this so much, but that's why I'm taking the time so you can get a picture of the Holy Spirit. And I'm praying that He will take my feible words and enlarge them and enhance them so that you will have such a joy in your heart knowing that you're privileged to have the Spirit of God dwelling within you and you're determined to develop that relationship with them. He knows each one of your successes and your temptations. He knows your failures. He's closer to you than the very breath that you breathe. And it's the same Holy Spirit who quickens the billions of brain cells and sends life to the endless wiring of your nerve fibers and who works in that internal part of you which contains the potential and the power that He alone can unlock. Think of that. God knows what He has put in you. And you need the Holy Spirit's power to release what is inside of you, all those gifts, all those abilities, all those potential that's there. He can bring it forth if you cooperate with Him. It is in the chambers of your heart, in your spirit man, that the Holy Spirit wants to do His greatest work. And what is His greatest work? Well, I can tell you right this minute, you don't have to wait. It's to bring you the inexhaustible wonder of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation talks about the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit's desire to bring you into a supernatural power and ability to do the work of the Master. So it's really a twofold work. He wants to reveal Jesus, and He wants to bring you into that empowering, that enabling, so you can be a profitable servant for the Lord. You know that scripture that's sort of been resounding in my spirit? You know, if we do everything that God tells us to do, we're still unprofitable servants, as the scripture says. I'm not sure the scripture reference there, but I want to do more than what I have to do. I want to bring joy and delight to the Lord. Praise God. Well, it's been such a joy to be able to minister to you. I can't believe my time is coming to a close for this week anyway, but I invite you to tune in next week, and we're going to spend some more time with this fascinating, wonderful person, the Holy Spirit, who has come to dwell with us. And if that same Holy Spirit is prompting you, nudging you to write down our mailing address or to send an email, I counsel you to listen to the closing. The announcer will give you that information, and I will send back to you personally whatever God gives. I know it'll be a blessing, and there's power in agreeing prayer. There's great testimonies coming in to the power of answered prayers. So I look forward to receiving your letter, to receiving your email. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever be.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.